Hey guys, we're the Savages of Aisle 7, the podcast.
And we want to take this time to speak on the Census 2020. To our Pacific Islanders, it is our time to change the future. We must be counted now.
If we want political representation, we must complete the census. Resources like medical, education, or financial support and more. It is required by law to count every citizen by completing the census.
This is an opportunity for us to help ourselves. The census records person, origin, and location of the population. On your next social media post, use the hashtag #BeSeenBeCounted to spread the word. Go to my2020census.gov for more information.
Let's make the decade great for ourselves.
And above all else,
jobless.
All right, guys, let's begin. The following contains content not suitable for the youth under the age of 17 without adult supervision. So if you're in the car with the kids or at home or you're just listening to the speaker, we're just asking you to listen to this at a better time. So go ahead, either get the kids out of the room or the car, or you know, turn it off for now and then we'll link back up and listen to it together. Give me a few seconds. Welcome to Aisle 7. My name is Savage, and this is my beautiful wife,
Liti.
We're in the Cove right now, our home base of operations, and this is Beach Talk for the Long Walk. Before the episode begins, episode 11, we're here, we're ready. The census! Yes, the census 2020. It'll be another 10 years, basically a decade, before we have to, you know, record again as far as our numbers. So, you know, get yours done. As you saw in that little PSA clip and you heard us, we're just trying to do our best to put awareness out there in the community, more specifically the Pacific Islander community. So let's get it done, guys. If you have anything to say?
Yeah, it's very important that you guys, you know, participate in it. Like my husband said, it takes 10 years for another time like this. So yeah, it's very important that you guys, you know, look into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits to us, and it helps each community out when they record these numbers so they can, you know, support us in the ways we need. So with that being said, get the census done. Also, election, it's coming up, November. We've got to vote. Even if you don't believe in it and you don't think it makes a change, hey, we understand. We're just saying if you can and if you're trying to make a change, vote. There's more than one candidate. You don't just have to vote for who's in house now, or you can look in down the line in the ballot to see who else is available. Anything to say about that?
Yeah. And, you know, don't be mad when things happen. And then it's because, you know, everyone counts.
Yeah, everybody has a voice.
You have a voice. Let's get into that. I know some things you guys don't agree with.
The numbers add up.
But vote.
Okay, thank you for that. Shout out. We just want to make a quick shout out before we actually do begin to my friend Few and his Instagram page. He's starting to create content now. That's Light. I'll have that up here or, you know, somewhere in the description. That's Light. He'll be doing, you know, connoisseuring of cannabis. He does, you know, food review and tasting as well. And also gaming with many more content to come. So look out for a few's That's Light Instagram page. It'll be right here or I'll have it somewhere in the description.
And I just wanted to say thank you to Queenie Sally Jules.
Queenie Sally Jules, thank you for the candies.
Thank you so much
for
the candies, man. We try to save some to eat it right now.
We even share with the village. So thank you, sis.
Thank you so much. And, you know, go follow her and tap in. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Today's episode is dedicated to the future. It's dedicated to the future. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we know what we're doing today, and we hope that the seeds we're planting today bears the fruit for the future to succeed. So with that being said, today's episode is dedicated to the future. Your future, my future, our future, the future. You have anything to say about that?
Yeah, that's why census is very important.
Yes.
It's about our future, you know. It may not seem much right now, but in the long run, it's going to be important. You're paving the way for the younger generations.
Yeah.
So future is important.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. Now, for those of you listening, you can't tell right now, but those of us watching, We're in our living room right now, and our kids are in the background watching the movie. Guys, say hi.
Hi, guys.
So, yeah, the Savages are in the back watching TV quietly, hopefully trying to allow us to get our episode going and with no problems. You want to say anything about that?
Yeah, man, you know, we're trying to normalize, like, this is it. This is us. This is how it is. You know, we can't podcast anywhere else without our kids, so... Yeah. You know, might as well.
It's not that we need a babysitter, yeah. But, you know, this is to our convenience and our comfort.
Yeah, yes.
And, you know,
maybe... Nothing will stop us.
When they, later on in the future, there we go with the future, they look back at this or they listen to this and be like, man, we were really there.
Yeah.
So, love you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, like I said last week with episode 10, jumping into episode 11, we're throwing the format out the window. We just want to finish the last quarter of Isle 7 season 2 strong. It's okay. Let them make noise. Just keep it down, guys. All right. It's not like we're shooting a podcast. No, just kidding. But yeah, just throwing the format out the window. And this is just to create a sense of spontaneity. Basically, anything can happen and be said, which usually happens anyways. But more importantly, that we can start from scratch. If we can lose it, we can gain it back and double back and even duplicate and produce more than what we put out in the first place. And that's as far as, like, you know, whether conversation or ideas and thoughts and theories, but more importantly, that it comes from our experience and our truth. What do you think about that?
Yeah, our experiences and our truth. It's very important, you know. You can't be out there and preach things unless you go through it yourself, you know. Okay. So
no quote, no number of the day, yeah. No quote of the day. This is episode 11. We're just going raw and uncut. So with that being said, we're going to jump into our most important segment of the show, and that's our point of prayer, our prayer point. While we have you in our thoughts and prayers, and, you know, your loved ones and your friends extended, we just ask that you give us a moment of silence. You know, it's not about who you pray to or what you believe in. It's that we all have faith within each other. With that being said, we begin prayer point now. Okay.
Thank you.
I feel good about that.
Yes.
You know. So there's nothing for the haters right now, but, you know, jumping into our discussion, we'll jump off our first subject. Our 7 subjects of discussion. 1, fitness. 2, using the mind. 3, spiritual language. 4, social media. 5, appropriation. 6, keeping the culture relevant. 7, go back to Tonga. What would you like to speak on first, my love?
Go back to Tonga.
Okay, so we'll jump into that. So, going back to Tonga, right? This is a conversation that I've had personally with my mother. And we've had it so many times to a point where the conversation is really about our plan, right? When we as Tongan Americans, or just Tongans in general that live anywhere around the world, it's always a good thing to always go back home and visit. You know, to pay... not only respects, but to see a sense of your origination. Where do you come from, and what is it like there? And, you know, what are you available to as far as absorbing information and stuff? You know, for me, going back to Tonga is basically seeing where it all began, right? If you come from another country and you live here in America, I think it's really important for all of us to really get that part, to be humbled in our life. What do you think about that?
Yeah. That's a great subject, because it's almost something that I was in denial for so long that I have to go back, you know? Every time we talk, I always say, like, man, we didn't have this in Tonga. We didn't have this in Tonga. But I think going back is the ultimate goal for me, you know?
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because...
Like, you mean permanently.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't born in Tonga, but I went back to Tonga. You know what I mean? I was raised there. It was my first home more than anything. So, like, going back to Tonga, I really want to go and die there, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost kind of like, that's where I belong. I know we came out here and try to get a better opportunity, but
yeah.
Going back there is how I was molded, how I became a woman, and who I am is because of what I went through out there. It means everything. You know it. Every time I talk to you about it, that's like the number one thing that I want to do. And also take you guys to see how I grew up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I believe in general, like, whether I'm Mexican or African or Russian or European or Asian, as far as roots, right? Really getting to understand who you are, you must go back to the past in that sense, right? So if I'm Mexican, I should at some point in my life go back to Mexico and see my humble beginnings. If I'm Asian, I should go back to Japan or China or wherever, you know, South Korea, wherever you might originate from, you know, to build a sense of connection.
Because
a good friend of mine who's a fourth generation coach, right? And we were talking, we had this conversation about sometimes being somewhere and it feels unfamiliar to you, that you kind of lose connection, that you feel like you're missing something in your life. And a lot of that usually has to do with identity. You know, who am I? Where am I? Where do I come from, right? And the answer to that 9 times out of 10 is home. Where is home originally? For me, to go back to Tonga, it's not the end all be all, but it's eventually to be like, if I want to know myself deeper, to know myself all 100%, you know, going back home to Tonga would probably be where the answer lies that I'm looking for.
Yeah, like I have this weird theory. I mean, not weird, but I feel like all the time I have invested out here, I think I'm meant to go back. You know, like it's almost kind of like I'm here knowing that if all of this is like out the window, I can always go back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a fail safe.
So, but I look at, I don't see it as a negative thing.
Yeah.
I see it as like, there's always like a plan B. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important. I feel like
hey,
I could be.
Could you guys stop? Sit down.
I feel like I could be close to my ancestors being at home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, no, that's right there. I'm going to feed off of that is the ancestors, right?
Yeah.
Ancestrally. Knowing your history and really going back to as far down the line as you can. I know for me personally, when I'm talking to my mom about going back to Tonga, her view and her whole vision on it is that that's home. I see a business there. I see me, you know, resting in peace there. It brings so much love and energy and good memories back when she was growing up there, because that was a time of pure innocence and not only just growing up off the land, but so much to do. There was always something to do. Being active on a small little island, you know?
It's so good. When you said, like, we live off the land.
Excuse me. Nina, keep it down, please. Jesus.
We live off the land. I think that's one thing that parted us, that kind of like separated us from, like, even other race too, other islanders, you know?
Yeah.
Or even like Mexico, wherever.
Yeah.
It's so different because we almost have like a relationship with the land. We know how to get around. We know how to get by. We know how to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost kind of like out there, it's like a free living.
Yeah.
You can live off the land.
It's the peace.
That's it's the peace. Because I'm telling you, here, you're always worried about making it, like making ends meet.
There's always an obligation.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's the beauty of like the whole idea of going back home, right? And it's not just like, this subject is obviously going back to Tonga.
Go back to Tonga.
But really going back home to the roots.
Yeah.
Right? Because if I'm Mexican, I know Mexico is where my ancestors or my parents come from. That's where we originally hail from.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we immigrated from or migrated from. If I'm from Asia or if I'm from Russia, I have to understand that if I ever feel disconnected in the world, if I ever feel lost in my way and I'm not sure, and there's always people telling me, man, there's something different about you.
Yeah.
It always would make me feel like, damn, like, do I know myself?
Right.
And then when you get that idea, like, wait, I'm from somewhere? To be that far removed from the generation, like, to imagine if I was a 7th generation Tongan American here and I'd never been back to Tonga, to feel that connection for the first time, to be like, man, this is home. This is where my ancestors came from, you know?
It's almost kind of like the Black Panther.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Talk about
the movie.
Yeah, the movie. Yeah. It was like a well made up movie.
Yeah, fiction.
But the fact that he had to go back, you saw the, just the opportunity when he went out there. You know what I mean? So you're right. We feed off this the vibe and
we
the energy.
Feed off the spirit of
the
land.
Yeah, the spirit of the land. And coming out here almost kind of like, man, I know it's... I mean, I believe he went back to where his forefathers or however along the way, you know. Yeah. I believe that he went back and felt that connection for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And like you said, also keeping our where we're from active, alive. Yeah. You know, because the minute we stop going back to the land, we forget.
Like, if my kids ever forget that we were from Tonga, we must have did a horrible job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not to humble us and be like, oh, we come from nothing. No. It's to be, we come from a beautiful beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's where I'm at with that. I'm good off that.
Going back to where you come from.
Yeah. So, you know, always take that time to just be like, where do I come from?
Yeah.
Whether you're green, orange, black, white, yellow, purple, hey, you know, find your origin.
Yes.
With that being said, we're going to cut to our first break. And, yeah, we'll come back and we'll continue the discussion. Hear a word from our sponsors. Yes, the census once again. Fill that out, man. Please fill that out.
Malo lele kie tonga kotoa. Ko hoku ingoa ko liti me ao 7 the podcast. Ko tonga citizeni Amerika au. Pea koe ahoni, o kuo fie mau ke vahe vahe mo teki mo utoru hono kotoa, ae tohi kakai o e ta'u waafe ua ngofulu. Ko e tohi kakai o e waafe ua ngofulu, o kumau inga au pito kia teki tau tolu hono kotoa ke tau kau ihe lau. Ko ia ai ke tau tuu whakataha o kau ihe lau. Pa ihe tau kau kotoa ki ai, ki e tohi kakai, e tokoni lahi kia teki tau tolu hono kotoa. Hange koe kahawa e tau whanau. Koe whakaamu moe amanaki, ke hoko atu e nau tolu, hono tokoni o pukepuke ai ka ai ngā e whanua koe ni. Ka kai tonga, ke tau tuu whakataha o kau ihe lau. Mā lō au pito, o whalahi atu.
Alright, continuing where we left off. We have fitness, using the mind, spiritual language, social media, appropriation, and keeping the culture relevant. So my wife had spoke on going back to Tonga. What I'd like to speak on is keeping the culture relevant. Now what this has to do with is the simple fact that we were speaking earlier about going back home to where we come from. As far as our ancestors and their origination. What this has to do with is where we're at in the future now and what we actually know about our history, right? And keeping that part of our culture alive. So I know for me personally, because I come from Vava'u in Tonga, that my mom and dad are just a couple miles away from each other as far as in villages. One of the, you know, main exports that we know of is coconuts and fishes, obviously. When we see other people and we pass by them, regardless of rank or status in society, you know, tulo, it's always polite to when you see people to not, I wouldn't say not directly look them in the eye, but when you speak softly. What else? When it's Sunday in Tonga, when it's Sunday, specifically Sunday in Tonga, you're not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? I know about those cultures, customs, and traditions there. But here in America, how we practice them or how we've kind of tweaked it a bit, it still resides here. You know, whakapapa, meaning, you know, that code of respect, that unwritten code of respect is that if my sisters are in the room, the boys can't be in there. Now, is that still effective somewhat today? A little bit. We might have tweaked it a little bit to our convenience. But that's what I mean by keeping the culture relevant. If we live here in America as Tongans, what are we doing to keep the culture alive? What do you think about that?
No, you're right. I think that's why other Tongan judge other Tongan. And I'm talking about just Tongan in general, only because that's our culture. That's, you know, where we come from. They look at other Tongans and judge them all because of either they're not keeping the culture the way it should be. But the thing is, you know, this is what happened when we leave Tonga. Yeah. We have to kind of like, what's the word? Like,
maintain.
Custom.
Yeah.
To the living out here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, adjust.
Adjust. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, there's no such thing as Sunday closing everything. Yeah. You're gonna lose money out here. Yeah. You know, in Tonga, I remember growing up, every Sunday, no one is doing anything. Not even the stores open. You better do everything Saturday.
You can see those little documentaries on YouTube right now.
They better do everything on Saturday. Otherwise,
you're gonna have to wait till Monday.
Yeah, you're gonna have to wait till Monday. And I remember very clear. And here, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You cannot do that.
Yeah.
There is no such thing. You know what I mean? And then even our culture alone, not just that, but like our culture alone, doing that, let's be very honest. The boys' room and the girls' room, we live out here, we don't have that many rooms.
Yeah, everybody actually lives in the same room, which is the living room. Oh, boy, that's good. How funny that is, we're in the living room. That's the one room everybody has.
Yeah, so where are you going to go? Go outside, you know?
Yeah.
So my thing is like,
that's good.
you can't, we're very limited here. Yeah. Very.
Here in America or?
No. I'm talking about we're limited with our culture here.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
But I understand.
Yeah, because we can't do what we do in Tonga here.
Yeah.
You know, some stuff, yes, to a certain extent, but you can't do that here. I'm sorry.
So, like, I'm not Methodist, but one thing I know, Methodists, there's a holiday, and I call it a holiday for this one simple reason. In Tonga, Wikelotu is a festival dang near. Like, it's a festival.
Yeah.
And they celebrate.
Yeah.
But here in America, not so much of America understands or like celebrates it as a national holiday. It's just the Tongan community here in America, they celebrate it. Like, I'm telling you, if you're Tongan and you're Methodist, you know what I'm talking about. We get loaded with everybody from every church is coming to your church to eat, take food home. And
it's a
I'm not trying to explain.
I'm Methodist, and I know that exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, I think that is the like, for Methodists,
that's what I'm saying, keeping the culture relevant. Because we all know when Wikelotu comes here in America, oh, I can't wait to go see my family. Even though I'm Mormon or I'm Catholic or I'm Seventh-day Adventist, I get to go see my cousin who I haven't seen, and then that's it, right? But we're still keeping the culture alive and relevant in that aspect that we all know what Wikelotu is going to bring.
That's true. That is so true, man.
Shout out to was it your uncle and your Shabu and them.
Oh, yes, yeah. The Paletuas.
Hey, man, you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, and they're doing their businesses, too, so shout out to them, too. But, yes,
love you guys.
Man, I don't know about them, but I know they're somewhat, they
keep the culture
they
alive.
They keep it, yes, man, like, yes.
Yeah. Even, like, right now, before we go to sleep, we say prayer, right? And we play a tongue in him, and our kids are learning. I didn't really get to pick that up, but I thought it was important because my wife had told me these kids got to learn Tongan.
Yeah.
Not even just the culture, but the language. This is how they pick it up faster. So we're listening to the music before we actually say prayer for us to kind of worship in the sense of our own native tongue.
Yeah, and thank you for that, babe, because I speak Tongan as the first language, and it's hard for me to teach it, you know, for you and, of course, our kids. But when you initially, like, trying to tell me, hey, let's do the tongue and me and him and all that, like, is a way of, yeah.
Perfect,
like,
example. Watch this, guys. Sit down.
No, but that.
That's what I'm saying. They learned that. I didn't get to learn the Tongan alphabet until I went to Tonga, and then I forgot it when I came here.
Yeah, but that's a great way that we find making the culture relevant is teaching them in that way.
Especially in our own way, which is cool.
Yeah.
So I'm good off that.
I am great off of that.
So we have fitness, using the mind, spiritual language, social media, and appropriation. What do you want to speak on?
Let's go with fitness.
Okay, so fitness. This has everything to do with the physical aspect of life. You know, how big are we? How tall are we? How fast are we? You know, how much can we lift? How much can we, eat? And so, as far as like, in my lifetime, I believe fitness to be very important in the human life. You do have to maintain some sort of physical activity to keep your health up. You know, so your heart's always pumping and you're always burning the necessary fats that you have to burn. With the lack of activity comes complacency, and the only way to cure complacency is constant activity, you know, never getting comfortable. And why I wanted to speak on this is in our community, obesity is a problem, and it's because, you know, we'll eat more than we'll be active. And a lot of that has to do with what's accessible to us and what is convenient. You know, obviously, me and my wife have 4 kids. We did play rugby. We have to make sure that if it's convenient for us to stay active and be active in rugby, we have to have a babysitter. We have to have, you know, the convenience of not only somebody watching our kids, but the timing. We can only go play rugby just to come back home and watch our kids. At the end of the day, we still got to be fitness, because the question is, do I want to be around long enough for my kids to run with them, to play with them, to jump up and dance and sing and just be around? And a lot of that has to do with our physical fitness. We've got to be healthy for our kids, is where I'm coming from with this. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's true. It's the future, you know?
There it is.
So fitness, physically, it's very important that you watch what you do.
Sit down.
Like my husband said, like, being obese in our communities, it's a common thing. Yeah,
you know, fall into it easily.
And we're so athletic, as you know, like, very athletic, and you could be the biggest person in the room, and like, man, we'll play a sport or whatever, and for someone, you get it all down. You get it all, like, down. But being active, like my husband said, it's very important to us, you know, as a couple, because we want to be around when our kids get older. I want to be around when my kids are getting married. I want to be around when my kids are having their own kids. You know what I mean? So fitness is very important. It has to be aligned with your mind, soul, and everything. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. It's simple mathematics, right? It's a simple equation. I charge my phone so it can last long so I can use it. I work out so I can, you know, basically perform where I need to perform so that I'm able to be around long enough to see all this come to fruition. I would like to be there when my kids are running at their prime and still keep up with them, you know, just to have that kind of level of connection where it's all physical. More importantly, that I don't ever want to be unhealthy and I'm trying to watch my kids, but I'm unhealthy myself.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think another thing is like, it's having to stay healthy for your own self as well. You know what I'm saying? So like, being like fitness is just so important, because if we don't stay fit, who's gonna watch our kids?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that all comes
kind of irresponsible.
Yeah, not even just that, but you know, another thing that I realized, if we don't stop that, it's almost kind of like a cycle. Like, we see our parents just eat all they want. Like, you know, our food are not very healthy food. Yeah. The things, the way we cook it, you know. Yeah. It could be healthy being in the land, being at home. But the way we cook it out here is just, it doesn't help when we're trying to stay active. You know what I'm saying?
I think where I want to make a point is like, for sure that we're not singling anybody out. We're not even pointing any people out. What we're saying is that we as parents understand that we've got to be, you know, we got to keep up with our health. And the physical part of it is really just getting up, basically just getting up, like sitting on a chair, getting up, walking around the house, you know, picking stuff up, putting stuff down. You don't have to go extreme. You don't have to go lift all the weights, run as fast as you can, swim all the miles you need. No, man, we're not living those athletic lives, but in understanding that if we at least maintain some semblance of activity physically, that we'll be here for the long run with our family.
That's very true. You know what I noticed growing up? Man, my grandma was living until she was like almost 100, like 90 something. But all she did every day was walking. Mm-hmm. Like, just walking. My thing is like, because we have so much access to things out here.
Donghua's really active.
Yeah. We're so lazy to walk down the street and get
out. Well, yeah, because everything's so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, one day's delivery, I don't have to go to the store.
Yeah.
I mean, look how many times they always tell me, babe, let's go shopping, and I don't want to get out the house.
Yeah.
Now look at me. You know?
No, but we also don't, like, we have fast food.
Yeah.
They don't. You know what I'm saying?
Everything
is being delivered to you. Now they're doing the shopping. They do the shopping for you. All you got to do is go pick it up.
Yeah. Like, you know, I totally agree. The thing that kills me is, like, I can't disagree with it because it's like I contribute to the problem.
Me too.
And if I'm not careful, I can fall into what I'm trying not to do. And a lot of that just has to do with if I see other people doing it, I want to do it.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't have to be that way. I should see the fact that, man, I'm not breathing right. I don't feel good. My knees are kind of clicking.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I should see those as signs and be like, you know, maybe I should just run in place a little bit.
Yep.
You know, or you stretch. And eat a little bit healthier. A lot of this can contribute to a better, healthy lifestyle and physically changing your body by, you know, really just noticing what needs to be taken care of for the purpose that I want to be here in the long run for my family.
I think a finger is more active than our whole body.
I know.
Because we're on our social media. We're on everything.
Well, we have a good reason, you know.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, if we invest that time to our fitness.
As much as that, yeah.
Man.
That's it. The amount of time we put into social media, if we put that into our fitness, how healthy we would be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I know personally for me that physical, it has a, you know, it tells a lot about a person, you know?
Yeah.
The color in the skin,
yeah.
How broad the shoulders are, the hair, the color in it.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell a lot about a person's health by looking at them.
Yeah.
That's another aspect. So.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good with it too. It's just. You know, nowadays,
fitness is very important.
Yeah, nowadays it's like you can actually eliminate half of the stuff you deal with as far as disease, virus, or sickness, or anything by taking care of yourself physically, eating right, moving right, you know, just doing things that should be normal to us.
Yeah.
You know, we're not like back in the days where we hunt and we get our own food and stuff and cook it, but like at least.
I wish we can.
Yeah. At least at some point. In the day, we should just be moving around for at least 30 minutes to an hour of activity. And I think in that way, we'll prolong our life, but more importantly, stay healthy for our loved ones.
Future.
Yeah. So, I'm good.
I'm good with that.
We're going to take another break. You hear another word from our sponsors. And yeah, man, when we come back, we'll continue the discussion, man. This is getting good, man. It's just, we're nearing the end of the season.
That's right.
You know, so, episode 11, Savages Isle 7, the podcast, we're here. Go and do what you do. All right. Hi, I'm Savage Island of Isle 7, the podcast. I'm a Tongan American, and I want to share an important message with you. The census. What is it? Why is it important? Here's some key information for you to look into regarding the census. By law, every 10 years, U.S. residents are required to be counted in America. The Census Bureau records each person of every household. This information helps shape statistics and economic background by setting up programs and benefits for us. More importantly, we discover new languages and cultures. It also helps with political presence to give each community a voice to speak. It takes 10 minutes online or on paper to complete the census. Also, make sure to use the hashtag #BeSeenBeCounted on your next post. For more information, go to my2020census.gov and spread the message. Above all else, God bless. Whoa. Okay, so speaking last, my wife had spoke on fitness. Continuing the discussion, we have using the mind, spiritual language, social media, appropriation. So I'm gonna go ahead and speak on appropriation, and I mean this is pretty obvious. It's like if I'm Tongan and I love black people, I must understand that I'm not black. But in respect and an aspect of it, when I'm acting out in black culture or you know, representing black culture, that I should pay homage, respect back to them, right? I shouldn't be like, no, I am black, or, you know, I wear my clothes like this because I got black friends. No, none of that validates you as appropriating someone's culture. If it's not your culture, you don't say it's yours. You don't take it from that person. What you do is you pay homage and you give respect back to, you know, I love their clothes. I love their music. I love their food. I love their dances and their songs, their music, just all that. You have to understand where it comes from. You can't be ignorant, which is going around a lot these days, and be like, no, my family's always been like this. No. And why I say that is, I saw a post the other day. it's kind of, well, it's actually really negative, of Pacific Islanders who are mad and upset about, you know, the tribal tattoos and how people shouldn't be allowed to wear them. And this was a post on TikTok where Jidenna, the artist, was talking about it on the Breakfast Club about why he got the tribal tattoo. And he grew up in EPA with Tongans and Samoans, and he was paying a homage and respect to growing up with them and getting to know their culture, and why is why he represented it. I identify with that. I'm okay with that, because he understands where it comes from and he knows that it doesn't belong to him, but that he represents it because of his friends and extended family. I read the comments and I'm like, dude, this guy wasn't disrespectful like some people were. But because he identified it and he was aware of where it came from, I thought that was okay. How do you feel about that?
You know, I think that I'm not...
Have you ever met anybody who wanted to be Tongan
but
wasn't?
You know, it's so funny that you brought that up, because immediately that's what was in my mind, was a tattoo, and they put it on. There is people out there that mistakenly put that on their body and know nothing about the culture. So I can't take that away from our people when they feel that way. It's when they be ignorant and don't know the backstory of it and say, you know, like for instance, like the N-word.
Yes.
Just because just because you hang around with, you know, with black people, you think that it's okay for you to say that. Now, I can understand if you grew up with them, you've always been around, you were raised by one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you gotta know every backstory of it. Like, just because you feel like, oh, we were friends for so long, I have the right to say it now.
Because the next group ain't gonna feel
the same
way.
They're not gonna feel the same way.
They might beat
the crowd. So that's why I can't be mad when our people feel that way.
Yeah.
Because tattoo is a very important thing. You can't just put that on your body without knowing the meaning of it. You know, I don't know about other islanders, but Tongan alone, women don't get tattoo. You know what I'm saying? Like, our body is a temple of God. That's the belief that they have. So when I see other people, I can't be mad at them because I don't know their story. I don't know why they got it for. I don't know whether if they did it to, pay their respect to somebody, or they did it for a reason. But you got to know everything before you open your mouth and talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy when people want to be like, oh, I love Tongan, I do. I get so proud of it, because there's other
Someone's
ways
sharing, our,
sharing
culture.
Our culture, you know? You can't be like the ignorant people and be like...
You know, it's funny because, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but you bring that up. I saw a video of a Balangi woman doing a Tao Lunga, right?
Yeah.
I think it was for her wedding, but someone obviously taught her because she was doing it gracefully.
Yeah.
Now, in that respect, I can tell because she practiced, she learned it properly. But that's just my opinion. Is appropriation bad? Yes, it is. But if you understand where it comes from and pay respect to it, I don't think it's bad in the sense that at least you know what you're doing. You know,
yeah.
You know where it comes
and
from.
And not even just that. What if she's a mother for half breed?
Yeah, we
kid.
Don't. I'm just saying. Like,
you know?
Seeing that, I can understand how people interpret she's
stealing
our culture. Stealing
our culture.
But then there's another video of a guy doing the haka, and he's like, whoa, what the hell is wrong with this guy? He's not only misinterpreting and doing it all wrong, but I'm sorry. You know, he thinks this is the correct way, and now people are going to have that image in their head that, oh, that's how they do it. You know, that's how it is.
You know, it's so true. You remember the video of the guy who was saying the part of Tonga, and he said it.
Oh God! What did he say? Not fucker. Damn.
You know what I'm talking about?
He was saying that the part of Tonga, the village.
He
goes, Tonga Tapu. That's what he was trying to say.
No, Tonga Tapu is the right word. But
no,
yeah.
But
oh,
he said it.
He said it.
He cussed, and the guy was like, "Who the heck taught this guy?"
Yeah, I think the beauty of it is that he was so confident.
Yeah. Hey, I will say I'll give him A for effort, but man, he messed that up badly.
That's what I'm saying. When you don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're just being ignorant.
Yeah, so it's okay. I don't have a problem.
Yeah,
with
just
people,
as long as you understand.
As long as you know the culture, you do your research. I'm not out here saying like, hey, I'm uliuli, you know, but I love my black people. You know what I'm saying? At times, I want to be part black. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's just that we understand we're not, but
we're not.
We respect
exactly.
It, right? It's so, like if I saw a white person, like, you know, I'm not saying acting black.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm saying that if I could hear a little bit of urban in his speech, oh, he obviously grew up with some black people. But if I saw somebody trying way too hard. And like, hey, man, relax, because somebody's going to beat the crap out of
you. Yeah, because the south side is not going to deal
with it. It's not like the north side. That's a good one. Yeah, so yeah, appropriation, man. Yes, it does. It exists. It's be careful of what you do sometimes. But at the same time, the important thing is to pay respect and homage back to where it comes from.
I'm good with that.
I'm really good with that. So be careful. We have using the mind, spiritual language, and social media. What would you like to speak on?
Let's go with social media, since we already talked about social media.
So basically, social media, all this is, what are we getting from the stuff we're following on social media, right? Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't have social media to socialize. I have my social media, my handle basically to network, create content, and basically market a business and brand for us and what we're doing here, right? Savage Island, Isle 7, the podcast, Lead the Savage, the stuff we have on our YouTube channel. That's all meant to, basically put our content out there to promote positivity and self-progress and motivation. But sometimes we could be following things that are feeding our habits or our nature. You know, maybe I want to see, you know, big booty women, so I'm going to follow this page of big booty women, but that's all I see. And then I begin to normalize this to where I'm like, man, you know, I don't want to look at my wife today. I want to look at this.
Yeah.
Or I see fights all day, every day. So I want to see fights, so I'm just going to see this. And now I'm prone to violent nature, and it's just easy for me to snap and fight people because that's all I see all day. Social media, we have to be careful with how we use. We have to take time off of it because I believe it force feeds the nature in us that we're not aware of, that we could really become addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
It's just like drugs, social media.
Yes.
If too it's much of anything, it just, you're going to become that. You're going to become social media. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're going to become what you're seeing.
Yeah. So, like you said, I'm not going to lie. I am a social media. I'm on social media half of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't go and follow people and do this. But I do care about what people would think about if I put this video up. Or I do think about what, you know, I care about what people, because it's a social page. You know what I'm saying? Ever since we started this Isle 7 the podcast, it's been changing my mind about it.
Yeah.
Like when people would follow me with business, I see it as an opportunity now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I look for things like where I can, because you know, like-minded people is gonna work and win at the end of the day.
Work and win. I like that.
So when, like you're saying earlier, sometimes we'll get distracted and see pages is inappropriate, and then we go off of that. We feed off of that. And then now our mind is wondering, oh, what is there tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? Or what's going to happen the next week? Because now, because you're spending so much time on it, try to spend time on something that it's going to worth the watching. Or it's going to, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I've been doing with social media. It's like, it switched my mind from thinking it's just socialized to business-wise. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tinder, whatever you're using, be careful because, you know, there is negative and there is positive. And how you balance it, I'm not sure. I'm still working that out myself. But if all I'm seeing is this, that's all I'm going to, you know, feed off of and put into my life. That's what I'm going to imitate, you know. And sometimes art does imitate life, or maybe life imitates art.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that if all I watch is uplifting messages of pastors and preachers and gospel singing and you know, obviously I'm gonna promote that in my life. It's like, hey man, don't worry, God is good, you know. But if all I watch is like, you know, drama, like, man, today in the news, Cardi B and you know, Offset are breaking up, and you know, oh my God, man, that's just like my sister who broke. It can creep into your life if you're not careful. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a spirit. I don't know if it's a disease. I don't even know if it's like a brain, like a mind thing. But when we see these things on social media, we got to be careful of imitating that or acting that out, right? So that's why it's important for me with my social media content that when I put stuff out, it's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not trying to copy this trend or this challenge. It's what I'm doing that you feed off of.
It's almost kind of like, we stop our kids from going on the phone because it's too much of what's going to do to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
it can be abusive almost.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as us. It's like too much of being on the phone.
We forget.
It's almost kind of like this. You spend so much time on the phone that you forget the family time with your kids. You know what I mean? Or have investing time on reading with your kids. I myself is guilty of that. I'm not perfect, but I still do the same thing. There are times where I could just be reading a Bible verse or even like hitting up a friend, seeing how they're doing. But I'm over here so stuck to social media because I'm liking the hype of watching this thing, you know?
Now, obviously, I limit, and there are limitations to my social media, what I do and what I post and how I promote things, right? I keep my family off limits. I don't put too much of my family's business on social media. That's first and foremost. Second, I make sure that my content is keen to the group that I'm pushing it towards, right? So obviously, it's got to be adult and up. I'm not saying that I'm putting anything X-rated or adult content, but it's really about the group that I'm trying to speak to, right? And that's 18 and up in the sense that if you're out of high school, life is going to get a little bit tough. So follow my content so I can, you know, speak some life into you is what I'm really pushing. And last but not least, I got to make my content original. Not because somebody else is going to copy it, but because I want it to be authentic for my life. You know, I'm not copying anybody. You will never see this from anybody else because this is what I do. And a lot of the times, when I look back at it, man, it lifts me up more importantly than anybody else. It's because, man, I did do that. You can look at somebody's social media profile and look and see their whole life from beginning to end. That's what it seems like these days.
Yeah, social media, man, can get in trouble too.
Yeah.
It can really get in trouble.
That's the bad side of it.
And like, you know, that's why you see a lot of
people. Just liked her. That's all I did, babe. Yeah. I just liked it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I used to get so mad when you would never put us up on your social media page. But I see now why does it matter that people know that we're together? Why does it matter that we have this many? I really don't care, you know, at this point. It's almost kind of like you got to be smart at who you inviting to your environment, you know? Or who knows? Like for me, when I'm on my social media, it's all just like families, seeing what I got going on. It's never about who's watching, you know what I mean? So,
some things I like to follow is definitely comedy. Comedy is first and foremost. I like to laugh. Yeah. So anything that can get my mind a little bit distracted from what I'm going through in the day, especially making me laugh, that is a lasting effect on my heart, and I love it. I follow sports. I follow up to date current news in the world. I follow things that are going on around the world. Mm-hmm. I follow things that are a little bit theoretical. I'm not going to say the C word, but yeah. So
No, you're right.
That's just to put a preview.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because I do see, it tells a person what they watch on social media. Yeah. Because you see what they promote the most.
Algorithms.
You know what I mean? I promote a lot of Bible verses.
Yes. People speaking. If you know my wife, she's always in the word.
Yeah. But not.
Not a bad way.
No, yeah. But what I'm saying is not...
I'd rather somebody promote that than what else.
And that's exactly what I do because it does come in handy for me, you know? So, yeah, man, social media is something else. Just got to limit yourself.
So feed yourself.
Yeah.
Feed yourself. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will finish our discussion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go do what you do, and we'll jump right back into it.
Hey guys, we're the Savages of Aisle 7, the podcast.
And we want to take this time to speak on the Census 2020. To our Pacific Islanders, it is our time to change the future. We must be counted now.
If we want political representation, we must complete the census. Resources like medical, education, or financial support and more. It is required by law to count every citizen by completing the census.
This is an opportunity for us to help ourselves. The census records person, origin, and location of the population. On your next social media post, use the hashtag #BeSeenBeCounted to spread the word. Go to my2020census.gov for more information.
Let's make the decade great for ourselves.
And above all else,
jobless.
right, down to the final hour, fourth quarter, guys. We have using the mind and spiritual language. We last spoke on social media. So I'm going to go ahead and speak on using the mind. And this has everything to do with exercising the mind.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of people look into it or think about it because it's so underrated. It's not being promoted as much. But this has everything to do with mental health. And how we strengthen the mind is usually how I like to put up the curriculum or the format is you want to read. You want to read different types of curriculum. You want to read different types of pamphlets and stories and genres and intellects of any book. You know, it doesn't have to even be a chapter book. You can read a graphic novel or a comic book or a manga. You can read the Bible. You can read, you know, stories, biographies, anything that intrigues you. Read, because it slows down your mind when you read the words at your pace. You can read them fast, you can read them slow, you can read them just fine. But when you're reading, it forces your mind to track the words when you're looking at each word, moving on to the next, to slow us down from all the access we have to social media and the internet. Reading does that for you because it slows your mind down. That way, your brain is not just firing off at all cylinders at 100%. It teaches you to slow down and process. Another thing is puzzles, games, things of that nature. Like, my wife will tell you, I constantly play games. And in this way, it forces my brain to work to identify how this game works so that I know how to use it. With puzzles, it teaches me how to figure out the problem in different ways, in different angles, in different perspectives. My wife is a big time player of Sudoku. I don't know how she does it, but she figures out the puzzles every different way. And then last but not least, really speaking of just nothing but positivity in life around you. So when your brain hears it, it digests it, and it basically, you know, uses that fuel and that energy to heal the body, more importantly, lift the body. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Mind is very important because that your heart could be there, but if your mind is not there, it means nothing. You know what I mean? Because your mind is the last person that make them stuff. Because it's like, if you're going to think about doing that thing, or if you don't exercise it, you're going to react before you even think about it. I used to do that all the time. Remember when you used to tell me, like, why don't you slow down, think, and then talk? Sometimes I'll talk before I even think. You know,
now you, man, now, you're always reading something, a new verse or some new information.
I realize that reading is
helps you slow it helps, down.
Yeah, because and not only that, but I also improve in my words too as well.
Vocabulary,
you know?
And your grammar.
So as far as all Sudoku and all that, it does work in my mind because I love math and I could figure out. I try to figure out a different way.
Mathematics is another great way of using your mind.
I try to figure out different ways of finding that answer.
Yeah,
you know, just
for
solving for X. Yeah. So, exercising the mind is very important. You know, because when we use it, it helps us know how to go from A to B without reacting in anything.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Strengthening the mind.
Yeah. It's almost kind of like the fitness of our body. Yes, you know, our mind is gotta be. Like work properly in order for you to know what your next move is. So
yeah, your mind definitely has to be up to par when taking on stuff in the world.
Yeah,
because if you don't know how to process and take on the situation, you could end up panicking.
Yeah.
and failing in that course altogether. And why I say this is like, so I was saying it attributes back to mental health. If I constantly hear negativity around me, somebody just died today, somebody died yesterday, somebody's gonna die tomorrow, man, you'll never guess who got shot, or man, you'll never guess who's sick now, or, you know, man, dude, I just failed my test, my driver's license, or, you know, my rent's not paid. If you're constantly speaking that around a person, the way the brain absorbs that affects the body, affects the spirit, and the mind shouldn't even work. Your mind shouldn't run your life. Your mind is to be used, not to use you. And why I say that is because I like the phrase that, you know, you're all heart. Because it means you got guts, you're courageous, you're strong-minded, but in the sense that sometimes your mind might limit you because of what it knows the outcome or the consequences. Sometimes you have to actually push past those challenges and obstacles, and your mind is the thing that's holding you back, right? Because you think you just know too much rather than jump out with the leap of faith. And why that happens is you hear so much of the negativity around you, it changes the chemistry in your body. And you're afraid to do things or say things or even act out because you don't want to be thought of differently because you put so much into your head. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, everything you're saying is so true. You know, if you're in a toxic relationship and all you're hearing is like...
You're a B word. Yeah, you'll never be nothing. You're a HOE, man.
All of that, I dealt with that all my life thinking, you know, that if you speak that in front of everybody, they're going to think that that's the... When you keep saying stuff about your kids, like, you're stupid. Oof. You're this and that. Your kids are going to think like...
You're shaping...
Yeah, their brain.
Oh, my God.
Dude. To everything, you know? And which is why I don't like babysitter at all. Because I like the way I want my kids to think, you know? They're going to think just like me and things like that. So it's important to exercise your brain because, you know, if not... it's going to be all bad for you, you know?
So once again, the way to exercise the mind was reading, puzzles and games, and conversations with different people that can help you, you know, form your own thoughts and theories, right? Because then it begins to improve your personality and you begin to get out of your circle and try new things.
Yeah.
So take care of yourself mentally. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Last but not least, spiritual language. And... You know, me and my wife, we do a lot of these segments, the number of the day, the color of the day, you know, song of the day, thought of the day. And the reason why that is it has a lot to do with our spirituality because we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. And when these things come to us, we interpret them the way we interpret them. It happened in the Bible, happened in the Quran, it happened in any form of text as far as faith or religion. And why that is, I don't think anybody knows. No scientist has ever came up for a reason why God is who is, you know, God, why God is who he is. And I think a lot of that has to do with how we interpret things. Color, you know, number, smell, the senses. I know for one thing about Tongans is we believe in a lot of superstitions. Don't whistle at night. When you're walking home, walk home with somebody or Fele Huhuni is going to get you, you know what I'm saying? But the spiritual language that I speak is love. Life, you know, I know I'm in a dark room, but God is good. Jesus is the winner, man. The winner, man. I'm doing that to myself because it forces me to believe not only is everything okay, this is my spiritual language. The spirit within me will not be overwhelmed or overcome by the darkness around me. I will shine my light now. What do you do in order to overcome times and situations like that when you know you're physically big and strong, but you're still kind of worried about things that are happening in your life that you can't control?
You just exercise your mind.
Yeah.
You know? No, for me, you know, everybody knows I don't like being by myself.
Yeah.
You know? But like you said, singing a song and trying to praise almost kind of distract your mind from what you're thinking.
Or it strengthens.
Yeah, yeah. Or even just get your mind off of thinking that something is going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With our worldly flesh, we're thinking that. But I do those things to where it gets my mind off of thinking negative, thinking the worst, you know, hoping for the worst.
Yeah.
I eliminate that by saying God's name and just speaking to myself, talking to myself at times.
Yeah.
Because now I'm exercising my brain to think about something else instead of like trying to speak something that is not true over me, you know?
Basically what I mean by my... spiritual language is what is something in your life that you can't explain or even begin to describe, but you know it's there, and every time it comes into your life, it's a good feeling, and you know something good is coming, right? Yeah. When I see dogs, I know that dogs are the biggest form of loyalty. Dogs are so loyal, so when I see dogs, it always reminds me how loyal I am as a person. Or if I see the color green, how it's my favorite color. Or the number 7 is my favorite number. And when I see these things, I interpret them the way I interpret them. And it strengthens my being when I'm around stuff or around people or in the public or around the world that, man, that's a sign. You know what I'm saying? That's my spiritual language. That's what I speak. My wife tells me we're going to go back to Tonga one day, but I haven't seen it yet. It hasn't came to me. But I know it will happen soon.
I think I get what you're saying. Before a whole walk, yeah. I've always used to see numbers. Mm. Way before that, but I never understood why. Yeah. You know, I never could point my finger of why do I see these numbers. You know, I could sit there and make up all this stuff like, oh, is this and that. Yeah. But I have not come to where I find out why I see those numbers.
Yeah, you got the complete answer.
Yeah, but I like to think that it's God speaking to me, you know? Because it's the only thing that can make sense to me at this point.
Yeah.
After I had my walk. So, like, when I would see seven, it's crazy because when I would see seven, it's a feeling that no one can explain to me.
Yes.
It's like a...
That's your spiritual language.
Yeah, it's like almost kind of like, I can only understand it. I can see you and explain it to you, but you wouldn't know.
Until next thing you know, that person starts to see it in their life.
Exactly, starts seeing. So,
now they
like,
speak your
you know, like for example, like her. Her birthday wasn't supposed to be on the day that she was born, but seven showed
and
up.
And took it as a sign.
You know, and I took it as a sign. And it's like, there's a sign. There's a sign. There's a good thing that's going to happen. So
what I was saying earlier about like when I'm sitting, if I'm sitting in a dark room and I get scared, that I know when I sense fear within myself, I begin to sing that song because I know that's how I overcome that. Yeah. Or even like when I know for sure that, man, we don't know how rent is going to be taken care of. We don't, you know what I'm saying? I think back to, man, we went through way worse than this.
We actually got
a way to get out of this.
Yeah.
We're not thinking limited.
Yeah.
And when I look at these things, it's a sign to be like, hey, you got it.
Yeah.
But that's the spirit speaking to me. Like, even when I, there's something about the Red Sea being a Tongan. There's this thing called being Loto Mafana. It's a big spiritual language. When I see the red flag swinging at a Matema Tonga game, National Rugby League, seeing that connection to my people miles away, I start to cry.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not about just feeling the sense of pride, but the connection of my ancestors and everybody who came before us to do it, that I'm speaking that language. Just spiritually, that's our connection.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by spiritual language. It's something you can feel, but it's just not there.
It's just hard to explain. It's almost kind of like seeing from another tongue into another.
Yeah. Hey, you know?
Yeah. We don't even have to know each other, you know? But there's a reason. Or even at just like saying we were sent to the same place.
Like that small world. Oh, no way. Your family's from there too.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all in all I'm saying is that something is in this world. And I know it's a sign for certain things. Only you yourself that can explain it. Unless you experience the same thing.
I know the spirit is really strong, like at its strongest, when I get goosebumps or the hair on my neck stands up.
I mean, for crying out loud, we still have goosebumps when we watch Tonga when they play.
Yeah, but I'm saying even those old highlights. But I'm just saying, like, when I meet somebody for the first time, you know, it's just weird. But like my spiritual language, these are the signs I identify and recognize with when I'm speaking from a spiritual standpoint, that like I know somebody's telling the truth. Based on, like, man, I know you.
Yeah.
I admit everybody else might not see it, but the spirit in me, the spirit of discernment or the spirit of this or that, it's telling me something here is not right about you. You know what I'm saying? So my spiritual language is that strong in my life.
Yeah, that's true, man. I understand that completely because I only see that in numbers.
Yeah.
But I feel like it only comes
on that.
But
there's many ways.
There is many ways, but... I'm saying the reason why numbers
highlighted... Like, you for sure, I know... Oh, she's not talking to me the way she used to talk to me.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, the way the numbers highlighted for me is because numbers is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
So it's going to come in a way that it's going to get to... It's going to come to where I can understand. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's true.
So,
you know, like, I know my spiritual language when my wife is like, when my wife is not talking and I don't hear her in the house... There's only one or two things that's happening. Somebody's either passed away and she's crying or she's talking to someone, or two, she's gossiping. You know what I'm saying? So, like that, she can be in the house and I don't know where she's at, but I can feel that. That's a spiritual language that me and her speak. So, yeah. That's what I meant by spiritual language.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll send the podcast, episode 11. We're here.
Yeah, still looking for sponsors.
And, you know, we didn't really have an opening statement when we started the episode, but we did just roll on with the show forward. But, you know, we just want to remind you guys the census. Please complete that. Get into your voting. And do you have anything to say before we go?
Yes, and exercise the mind, man. It's very important.
In the great words of all my Go Beyond Plus Ultra. From us to you guys, above all else,
God bless.